Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right. What's up, man?
Hey, buddy.
Yesterday was a rough show, but I mean, it is what it is. It's you come off a bad performance, bad loss. Maybe an eye-opener a little bit. Maybe not. Maybe it's just a bump in the road. I thought Dan Campbell had some really interesting responses today to some questions. And, you know, I look forward to hearing what Jared has to say. Jared Goff, as a team leader, like, this feels a bit of a... like a bit of a crisis. They probably don't look at it that way. I mean, coaches and players typically say the same things, but that doesn't mean we aren't going to ask about it. But those things they say are along the lines of, well, it's never as bad as you thought it was, and it's never as good as you thought it was when you look back. But that felt authentically disturbing, and yet it is one football game, and there's lots of football to be played. But what's happened here through 10 games isn't instilling confidence that this is a strong Super Bowl contender. They're still in the mix. I haven't given up. But we'll talk with Jared Goff today at 10:30. How was your Monday night?
It was fine. I settled down and just started to watch Monday Night Football. I actually kind of forgot about the Pistons until towards the end, and then was able to flip over there. But yeah, I was watching the Manning cast. And seeing Dallas, trying to scout Dallas, Doug. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to scout the Cowboys. See, the Lions will play in a couple weeks. So, and I came away thinking, like I said to the guys in the morning show, that defense is that defensive line is tough. Yep. They've got a couple of really good players. When you add Quinnen Williams to the mix, you've added a lot, and he adds so much to that team. He is a massive disruption up the middle. They can line him all over the place. He is a pass rushing defensive tackle, and he's a large individual, and he can be a problem. And he was a big problem for the Raiders last night, and a solution for the Cowboys. Now the Cowboys done enough to can they get on a roll and make the playoffs? They're gonna have to beat the Lions to do so. And so that's a little bit down the road here, but I was watching that to kind of see where they're at. And that's where I came up with this idea that, you know, obviously Philadelphia's got a great defensive line. The Giants, I think, have a pretty impressive defensive line they have up there. The Packers have a pretty impressive defensive line, which we've seen. And then they're going to play the Cowboys, which is, again, an impressive defensive line. It doesn't let up. And I think this is one of those reasons why people so desperately wanted to have another edge rusher to vault your defensive line into that stratosphere. And I think the Lions' defensive line is good. Don't get me wrong. I think it's good. When it's healthy, it probably is one of the better defensive lines in football. But it feels like they're all of the same ilk coming up here. And that's a good way to play football and get back to the era of defense wins championships. It starts up front.
So we'll get more into the Lions as the day goes on, obviously, and looking ahead to Sunday and beyond. But Pistons, how about this team, man? I mean, you know what's crazy about it is, first of all, obviously Dern has really, really gone next level here. But what's wild is the people that are making up for the loss of Cade Cunningham and Ausar Thompson and Tobias Harris and Jaden Ivey and Marcus Sasser and on and on and on and on and on are mostly the fringe roster guys. Like, it's Danis Jenkins coming out of nowhere and lighting teams up, bouncing around the floor like he's quicker than everybody. Paul Reed, right? It's these guys that are going with massive overachievement. Like, Ron Holland hasn't been in double figures in 7 games. Duncan Robinson averages 11 and change a game in his career. He's averaging he's averaging 14 points a game. It's not like he is taking, I'm not mad at those guys. I'm not mad at Caris LeVert. I'm just saying what's incredible is that it's guys like Paul Reed and Danis Jenkins who are leading this surge. And Javonte Green, who I got off to a bad start with Javonte Green, I'll just say.
Oh.
Well, you know, games I watch and you know, I just found that, like, this guy doesn't make a lot of shots. But
no one's been more critical of Javonte Green than Doug.
We got off to a bad start, all right? I'm willing to reconsider.
Bad relationship.
Hard with first impressions. But this team, guys.
I'm stunned with what we're seeing. Danis Jenkins averaging 22 points a game over the last 4 since he's been given all these minutes because of all the injuries to this team. I mean, this is a team that's winning without Cade Cunningham. They got Jalen Duren back last night, but they'd won 3 without Duren. And they've won 4 without Cade. They've won 4 without Ausar Thompson, without Tobias Harris. Again, starting the season without Jaden Ivey. And they just keep battling and keep digging deep and finding ways to win. And that's what happens when you got guys that are on your bench that are good players, just want the opportunity. And you got to seize that opportunity. That's what Danis Jenkins has done. That's what Paul Reed had done. And now that's what your guy Javonte Green has done as well. Everybody's, you know, grabbing a brass ring when they can because they know what's going to happen. The team's going to get healthy and they're going to be relegated to coming off the bench or maybe, you know, being healthy scratches or whatever the case is. But this is a really good basketball team.
Gator, I don't even know if they're good players. I'm going to be honest. I think that somehow they've turned into Stephon Marbury and Kevin Garnett, Jenkins and Paul Reed. Much, yeah. I honestly don't know. This is clearly not sustainable, you don't think, but like that's why it's so shocking to me. It's the culture that J.B. Bickerstaff has built. Like these, I think the jerseys are winning games for this team at this point. Like they put on the Pistons jersey and they get to work and they fight and they scratch and all of a sudden they're hitting shots and they're playing for each other, play defense. It's pretty remarkable what they're doing.
And you had the added incentive of the NBA Cup.
Why didn't you have to say that?
I mean, I thought we all understood.
So the basketball stuff, like this team is a very good defensive team. If you look at like important defensive metrics, they're near the top of the NBA in just about all of them. J.B. Bickerstaff said last night, this whole thing starts with our defense. It's led to these 10 in a row. They are the top scoring team in the paint in the NBA. They are taking high percentage shots. And that's all the basketball measurables. There's an immeasurable right now that's going on that they are playing with a swagger and a confidence. The Pistons look like they are running around the floor and almost clowning on people. Like they are getting that confidence that really good teams have. And you can see it in the way that they play, the way that they move, the way that they respond to one another. And, you know, it's really been a fun watch.
And they're starting to start games well and not give up the 30 points in the first quarter. They're starting to actually win the first quarter. The other thing, it's not that long ago, Kang, that Doug paid off on a lunch bet because the Pistons couldn't win three games in a row. Three was all we were asking for a couple years ago. Three.
Okay, Gator, that year, I believe they won 14 total games.
Yeah.
They have 12 wins already in 14 games this year.
That's incredible.
12-2
to start the season, a 10-game win streak.
So,
and I recognize it. I think they said in the morning show, it's the first time since 2007, 2008. I'm surprised it's not like longer. 10 games is a lot of games to win in a row in any sport.
And am I interpreting what you just said correctly, that you want to remake that bet to allow me to make good on that? That I will bet they will win three games in a row at some point the rest of the way?
No. That's not how you're interpreting that at all.
No, that's how I'm interpreting.
That's how you want to, maybe. But that's not.
That's not. That wasn't your intent.
That was not the intent.
I thought it was obvious to everybody.
Your inference was incorrect.
All right. We'll get.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Phone calls and feedback coming up. And Jared Goff, Lions quarterback, at 10:30. It's Carson Anderson on 97.1. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Kang's behind the glass. Kenny on phones, I think. Where's Kenny? It's Kenny. We've got Pistons talk to open up the show. Jared Goff will join us at 10:30. D is in Detroit, and he's on 97.1. Hi, D.
DK, Gary the Kang, what's going on, brother?
Hey, D.
Man, check this out. I'm so damn excited about this team. For one, this was such a proud franchise, bro. Back-to-back conference finals, back-to-back NBA finals, championships. And to see this team go down, as long as they did, broke my damn heart, bro. So I'm so damn excited, man. I don't know where to start. I gave JB his love the other day. Tom Gores, if you're listening, bro, open up that paycheck book and pay my man Jaden Duren. Go on and give him a 5-year extension, bro. Time that contract ends, my man only gonna be 27 years old. And that is scary, DK, to think that this guy at this age can only get better. So go on and reward my man right now. Let's get it over with, pay my man. And think about this, DK. OKC, they are one of the deepest teams in the league. If you look at us, bro, when Tobias get back, if Jaden Ivey ever come back to form, Sasser, with my man Jenkins balling out his mind, this is, might be the deepest team in the NBA. You agree?
Well, it might be. I mean, I'm glad the other qualifier might. I'm so excited about what we're seeing the rest of the guys do, because it's basically, it feels to me like, yes, Jaylen Duren has picked it up. But mostly what has happened here is guys 10, 11, and 12 on the active roster, when everybody's healthy, are the guys that have really picked it up. And that's obviously Danis Jenkins and Paul Reed and the like. And Jenkins in particular is one that you have to wonder, is he getting to the point where there's some heat on Sasser? Not heat, but hey, Sasser's got to perform, or Danis Jenkins is going to take some of his minutes. I'm not fully convinced that Danis Jenkins is here to stay, but this is awfully encouraging.
Sasser, but Ivy. Well, that speed that boy Jenkins got, he might be quicker than Ivy going up and down that court. I'm not sure, but he just might be quicker than Ivy. And I'm telling you, Jenkins got it. He got that mindset, DK, that this is an opportunity of a lifetime for him. Well, he know that he can make a lot of money in this league. And I'd be damned if he fall off. You're going to be hearing a lot about Mr. Jenkins.
I can't imagine there's a player on the roster that is trying to establish themselves that isn't thinking about how much money they can make if they play well. Like, Danis isn't unique in that regard.
He went all Eminem with the lyrics there.
Did he?
Opportunity of a lifetime.
Oh.
Man. But it's the truth. When you get to this level, knowing from experience, Doug, kidding. If you get to this level, I have to imagine that the whole incentive is to stay at that level and to prove yourself. You have to have confidence that you're good enough. What Danis Jenkins has done, it's a 4-game stretch. It's not a huge sample size, but it's directly correlated to getting minutes played. And 22 points a game when you're averaging 35, 36 minutes a game over the last four is pretty good. It's pretty good. You'll take it. Now, do I think that this is here to stay? This is who he is as a player. It's way too early to say that, but you know, to have somebody that can come off the bench and give you minutes like that, it's good, because they don't have that right now. Right now they're using their depth, right? But guys like Marcus Sasser and Jaden Ivey, who are players that you were expecting to do something for this team that aren't able to right now, do they have others? They actually do. It's startling.
Let's go to Duvall in Madison Heights. You're on 97.1. Hi, Duvall.
Hey, Doug and Gator. It's been a minute since I've been on. How you all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Great. Thank you for calling.
I'm doing good. Thank you. So I want to get your take on this as well, because I have not thought about this name in a while, but Jaden Ivey. I'm looking at how the Pistons developed last year. I'm looking at how they're skyrocketing this year. I'm wondering if he's going to mess up the chemistry now if he comes back in once he's healthy. And I'm wondering if we should, just spitball me and, see where it goes with this. I'm wondering if between now and the deadline, should we trade him and, dare I say, add on to and seize the day? I know that's like a buzzword with Detroit sports GMs here, and looking at what the Red Wings, Tigers, and Lions have refused to do, talking about we're good here and how that's worked out. But I'm wondering, hey, I mean, with the week, like I texted early in the morning show, this could be a result of both a weak Eastern Conference and the Pistons soaring well above, well above their schedule, like last year.
So Ivy's in a free agency year here and will be a restricted free agent next year. And so, there's some tough decisions that kind of have to be made with not probably enough data to determine what Jaden Ivey means to this team. It is a tricky situation for Tobias Harris. Mm-hmm.
Jaden Ivey.
I'm thinking.
Blanking on the GM.
Trajan Langdon.
Trajan Langdon. Good God.
Trajan Langdon.
Sorry, I'm new here. If you are Trajan Langdon, you have to decide with not a ton of data what to do with Jaden Ivey. Like, by the time he comes back, we're going to be, a couple months, 2.5 months away from the trade deadline. And 2.5 months is not a ton of time because it's not like if it doesn't work as soon as Ivy steps on the floor, it doesn't mean it's not going to work. We got to give that some time as well.
Yeah, I feel like the clock is ticking because you do want to see what you have there. And I think the times we've seen him play, he can be electric. I mean, there's a reason he was drafted as high as he was. He was very explosive in college, and he's shown that ability in the NBA. And if he's got to get healthy, though. He's got to get healthy. Because do I have more confidence in Jaden Ivey than Danis Jenkins? Yes, I do. I think we all should. Mm-hmm. But what our eyes have seen lately is Danis Jenkins taking advantage of an opportunity. But, Jaden Ivey shot, over 40% from three-point land last year before he got hurt?
Yeah, this is. I think the Pistons have now officially become the least – have taken the least three-pointers in the league. They've been trending in that direction. They score a ton of points in the paint. And J.B. Bickerstaff has made he's not worried about it. He basically has said, we're gonna play to our strengths. Let me look at three-point field goal attempts. Well, our per-game average isn't the lowest, but it's 32.3. There's two teams that have taken less. And
it's what is that, 32.3? Shots per game?
Three-point field goal attempts per game. And one of the teams below him is really good in Houston, and the other one's really bad in Sacramento. And just in terms of their overall team quality.
What's their percentage of making them, by the way?
Give me a second here. I'll have to back it up. The Pistons' three-point field goal percentage is 34.8, which is like
35%.
20th in the league, something like that.
It's probably around average, I would imagine.
Yep. It's a little bit below average. But, hey, look, Ivy could provide that. And it is, I'm going to guess here that they want to keep Ivy. I'm going to guess here that they want to get him to a long-term contract. But priority one, the other unrestricted free agent, the other restricted free agent is Durin, and he has to be priority one.
Yeah, I was a little surprised they didn't extend him. I wanted him extended. Maybe that's why I was surprised. But listen, I think the price tag just went up. He's 21 years old. He doesn't turn 22 until tomorrow. What he did last night hasn't been done since 2010, which is a 30-point game, 15-plus rebounds on 90% shooting. Dwight Howard's the last player that did that. And he did this all without Cade Cunningham on the floor. Now, you throw in Cade Cunningham, pick and roll, things like that, you only can imagine what this guy can do. He's 21 years old.
He's got the most points on pick and roll in the league. Like, that's his, that's, between that, and then, he's expanding his game.
Right now, he's pick and roll with Jenkins.
He was 12 of 13, 28 minutes last night. I think it was 12 of 13 from the floor. Over 30 points, 15 rebounds. Somebody said nobody's done that with a 90% shooting percent.
That.
Sorry, my apologies. Anyway, the point is, he's doing things that when given the opportunity, he's elite.
Third time this month that he's gone for over 30 points and 10 rebounds.
It's incredible.
He is, he's upped his game.
28 minutes. In 28 minutes.
I wonder if some of that is because of what we talked about previously, because the Pistons aren't shooting as many three-pointers because they recognize, yeah, okay, we can shoot 35, 38% from three-point land, or we can shoot 75% by giving it to Jalen Duren underneath.
And they seem fine with it. This, you know how we said the bad boy Pistons, the going-to-work Pistons, did it the opposite of the way everybody was doing it? Is that what this Pistons team identity is going to be? Like, F that three-point shot?
Well, it's, I mean, they're taking 35 a game or whatever it is. I mean,
they're one of the lowest shooting teams, but they're definitely...
They're still chucking it up there, but...
Not compared to others.
Well, maybe not compared to other teams, but I think we do have to recognize they're still shooting three-point shots a lot. I mean, a third of their shots going up are from beyond the arc. But them getting it done inside is a way to win. And it's not going to be the entire way you go, but I mean, while other teams are trying to go 40, 45% from three-point land or whatever their percentages are, the Pistons are pushing back on that a little bit, and it depends on your personnel. I mean, the Pistons have that personnel. They've got that play down pat, drive to the hole, lob it up in the air, and Duren slams it home.
Dude.
And it's not just Cade that does it. Now everybody's able to do that too.
Danis threw one last night to Duren that had no business to be in a lob. I think that's the way they play is. All right, we'll talk with Jared Goff straight ahead. 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ticket text from an unnamed texter. If Danis Jenkins is going to play like this, it might be a bad sign for Ivy's place on this team. That stretch four we all covet may be a Jaden Ivy away from happening. Okay, sure. And these are the Trajan Langdon decisions. If I had to bet right now, who would I rather have for a long period of time, Danis Jenkins or Jaden Ivy? I'd still bet on Jaden Ivy. Is that ridiculous or... Would you?
No, I don't think that's ridiculous. That's what I expect as well.
Kang, I mean, Danis Jenkins or Jaden Ivey?
Yeah, I mean, long you would have to put your money in Ivy's basket. But the problem with we don't have any data with Ivy, right?
Not much.
Maybe that's the issue. We don't have any data. Like, his data is no data. And maybe that's enough to trade him.
It's an empty set. Yeah, look, they're playing and they've played so well in his absence. Could you imagine being an injured Piston not named Cade Cunningham or one of the established guys? You must, if you're Marcus Sasser or you're Jaden Ivey, you can't get back on the floor quick enough just to enjoy this.
Right. No, I imagine you can't wait to get back to the party. Yeah.
All right. We'll get back to more of your phone calls and feedback coming up here on 97.1. It's time to talk to the quarterback. Jared, as always, we appreciate your time. And, you know, we've come to learn a lot about, you know, you and talking with you after games. And one thing that, you know, you look back at games after you've watched the film, and oftentimes it feels like it's never as good as you think after wins and never as bad as you think after losses. So what do you think upon further reflection of that game, Philly?
Yeah, it's not good enough by us offensively, just finding ways to finish drives. You know, I do think we moved the ball pretty well at times up and down the field. Had quite a bit of yards. Just didn't do well on critical downs, third and fourth down, and converting in the red zone, and that typically gets you beat.
Was it something that they did, or are you more?
No,
it wasn't. Okay, so
no, but I don't want to take anything away from them. They're a damn good team and a good defense, and did a good job. But you know, it was mostly us shooting ourselves in the foot. I got to play better and put the ball where it needs to be, and our guys, other guys on offense, know that they need to be better too.
There were five passes that were batted down the line of scrimmage. Where does the batted pass at the line of scrimmage rank among quarterback frustrations?
Yeah, right as high as it gets, pretty high. And they did a good job of that, man. That's part of their plan, clearly, and it worked. And, yeah, you gotta tip your cap.
How do you combat that? I mean, obviously, Jordan Davis is 6'6". He's a bit of a monster out there, and other guys in that line have height and length as well. You as a quarterback – and you're 6'5". How do you combat that next time around?
You know, I don't know. I think there's certain ways where you can anticipate where their hands are going to be and try to avoid that. But that's hard. I mean, that's really hard to do in the moment. But yeah, I guess you know there's certain things that you can do to kind of get them off of the scent of a quick game throw or the ball coming out of your hands that quickly. And typically, you know, when they get one, they're looking for the second one. They get the second one, they're looking for the third one. So it's a little bit of a domino effect there.
We took calls on the glove, and I know after the game you said it wasn't the glove. You warm up with the glove on. Can you explain to the fans how you get a level of comfort and it why you don't think it's a big deal?
Yeah, I've been wearing them for a while. I've had some of my best games wearing them. Yeah, I think when it's cold or windy and it's a little dry out, it helps me a lot. But no, yeah, I think it's funny that, you know, in games that go well, it doesn't get asked about. But no, sure. I understand. It's we didn't play well. I didn't play well, so got to be better.
Yeah, I think there's probably a misconception because people don't have access to the same gloves that a quarterback would have. It's not like you're out there with, you know, some leather gloves that you would wear in the wintertime or some isotoners that Dan Marino gifted you. I mean, it's a different glove altogether. Can you kind of describe what it's like to wear one of these compared to a normal glove that somebody might wear off the street?
Yeah, they're made for football, obviously, and I've been wearing them for 10 years now, and when it gets cold, and I think it helps me.
All right, so you and Amon-Ra have been one of the best combinations in the NFL over the last couple of years, and something just looks or feels a bit off. Is that a product of what teams are doing defensively to try and take Amon-Ra away?
I don't think anything feels off except for this past week. I thought I was off trying to get him the ball, and he's playing well, man. I got to find ways to get it to him in space and be a bit more accurate in some of those instances. I have been in my career, so not something I'm worried about. But last week was a little bit off, and prior to that, I don't think there's been any issue.
No Sam Laporta for a few games. It's a blow to the offense. How does that affect things when you compare what his strengths and weaknesses are to compare to what Brock Wright's strengths and weaknesses are, or other players that are going to have to pick up the slack? What ends up changing here?
Yeah, you know, it's a tough void to fill for the time being, but we've got guys who we feel like can do it, and we'll move some things around if we have to, and that'll be up to the coaches. But yeah, Sam's a big part of our team, and we will certainly miss him for the time he's out.
Against the Eagles, I mean, you did throw for over 250 yards passing. A lot of that, I think, was yards after a catch. What's the key to getting those routes to work where you free the guys up and get them free to get an extra 20, 30, 40 yards downfield?
Yeah, we got really good skill players, and I try to do my best to put it in front of them where they can run with it after the catch. And I think if we get these guys in space, man, it's pretty dangerous. And we did do that a few times. Certainly Gibbs had a couple of those. And yeah, it's a big part of our offense, and we need to find ways to do it.
One of the very positive developments is the play of your defense. And you've said a couple times about how the offense has to be better. When you guys get better, coupled with this defense, what is the ceiling for this team?
Yeah, sure, man. We got everything in front of us. Our defense is playing great. They're doing a hell of a job. They've really played great all year. And some of the games that we've lost, you know, it hasn't been on them. We need to be better on offense in some of these games and find ways to score points and put ourselves in a lead too. I think that helps them even more. You know, they're playing well and get us a 2 or 3 touchdown lead and watch them go then. So yeah, we'll be better and certainly urgency to do that.
Giants on Sunday, they've got a very competent defensive line. You guys aren't getting much of a break in that regard for a while. I mean, this is just how the NFL is. But what's the key to unlocking your offense against teams that are so good up front?
Yeah, I don't know if there's any like special key to that. I think you want to block well, you want to run the ball well, you want to protect well, and that's kind of versus anybody. I don't care if that's this defensive front or some other defense. You know, these guys are good certainly, and our O-line's good, and I know they'll play well.
You're a leader on this team. When you talk to your teammates about what's next, are you so wrapped up in the moment of the next game, or are you guys aware of things like the standings and where you stand right now in the league race, and do you talk about those things?
You really don't. Of course, you're aware of where things are, but if you're not focused on the next game, none of that matters, you know. So you can't really try to, you know, ride that roller coaster of week to week where you stand, where you don't stand, and just try to win the one in front of you.
Got two games coming up basically in ten days, and soon it'll be 2-4. Is any time before Sunday against the Giants dedicated to the Packers game, or is it all just prep work for the Giants?
All Giants.
And that, so the, I was just going to say, because you get the short week, and then it's really, you're up against it when you're preparing for the Packers,
right?
As well, yeah.
Yeah, and so are they. So that's everyone's short week, and that's Thanksgiving here, and that's the life we live, and part of it. Our coaches are certainly working ahead, but us players are onto the Giants.
So, you know, we talked to fans yesterday, and there were some panicked calls, people really concerned. Do you have a message to the fans that are really worried about where this team is right now?
No, man, we got everything in front of us. We're just fine. We're 6-4. Obviously, we wanted to get that W last week, but we didn't. Didn't do enough to win, and everything in front of us. Got some time to be home now for a few games and hopefully get on a little bit of a stretch here, but it starts with the Giants.
Yeah, with the three straight home games, can you kind of articulate the real advantages of not having to travel for a while here?
Yeah, it's nice. I do think it's nice. We have been on some of these, you know, nighttime road games, which get you home at 4 a.m. and can be tough to recover from, but it's no excuse. A lot of teams deal with it, and now being home and not having to deal with that will be nice. And being in front of our fans, you know, feeling a little bit of their juice and get a little bit of momentum from them, that'll be great. And again, we got to find a way to win and get back on that winning streak and build from there.
Now that you're a Manning Cast veteran, I was curious about Monday Night Football viewing. Do you watch the Manning Cast now, or do you feel obligated to, or do you just watch a regular broadcast of Monday Night Football?
It depends. You know, I last night I didn't watch either, but it depends. If a team's playing that is in our division or something where it matters, I'll watch it. And, yeah, I'll kind of bounce back and forth from both broadcasts.
Jared, we appreciate your time. Good luck this week preparing for the Giants, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Jared.
There he is, Jared Goff, quarterback of the Detroit Lions, for our weekly conversation here on 97.1. So a couple takeaways from talking with Jared. One, they got to be better. Two, the whole season's in front of them. And look, there's something to be said for diagnosing problems and making corrections. Dan Campbell, you know, kind of had a rally the troops moment with the morning show for people who are really concerned about this team and where they stand. We'll play that for you a little bit later on. But, you know, the one point that he made that has kind of probably led a little bit to warping of the perspective is when you go 15-2 one year, mm-hmm. which is, you know, an incredible record, like an incredible record in today's NFL. When you go 15-2, the next season, you could be better or you could be just the same and lose more games. And, you know, people, if you didn't see losses coming on this schedule, if you thought they were going 15-2 again with this schedule, it felt like that was probably a bit of a fantasy. And I know what happens when you start to pile up losses. You say, well, they're going to lose 5 or 6 games this year. Most people believe that. To get to 5 or 6, you have to lose games along the way. And then would you rather lose the most losable games? Like, they got kind of one bad loss, and that's Minnesota at home. The other losses are against contenders and on the road. Am I right? Yeah, Kansas City, Green Bay, and Philadelphia. Those are very losable games, even for good teams. I feel like these games have set up a... People think that's a roadblock. They can't possibly win a road January football game now. And if that's the case, then yeah, they're in trouble. I'm concerned about the offense, okay? I'm concerned about the offense because I think offense wins championships. It's not the only way, but I think a more predictable way to win a championship in the NFL in the last 6-7 years has been having a lead offense. Their defense is coming around. Philly kind of broke that trend a little bit last year. But again, I don't believe in hard and fast rules. If the offense isn't as potent, their defense is going to have to pick up the slack, and they have been. So, you know, Jared said repeatedly, we have to be better. I have to be better. And, you know, I'm glad there's a sense of urgency.
Yeah, and there should be. I don't think that you watch Sunday night's game and think, oh, we're good. I think there is clearly things that you have to work on. I don't think it rings an alarm bell either. I think it was a hard-fought game. And I think that the line of scrimmage, you know, dictated how things were going to go there. It was Philadelphia's defensive line got the better of the Lions' offensive line. Now, there were several explosive plays the Lions had. Mm-hmm. I think they had 3 plays of 30 yards or more, a couple of those from Gibbs. Then you had the long pass to, you had 4, I think, altogether. You had the long pass to St. Brown that set up the long pass to J-Mo, or the long gain from J-Mo. And then he had a couple from Gibbs. So he had like four plays of like 30 yards or more. That shows the explosiveness. It's everything in between that you're like, okay. Well, why were they able to get those plays going? You know, was it play action? Was it because they were building off the run? I happen to think everything starts with their ability to run the football. Mm-hmm. And that's what they have to get back to. I think it's getting back to the basics, and it's blocking up front. Normally you'd say blocking and tackling, but the defense is doing a great job of doing that. So it's offensively, they've got to block better. They've got to move that defensive line backwards so that they can fall forward. When you have the fourth and one, I mean, these should be automatic plays for this offense. It's too explosive not to. And there were too many times where it was fourth and short and they weren't falling forward, that they got tripped up before they even got to the line of scrimmage. And that's something that looks like it can be fixed. In the meantime, if you're able to run the football, then you're going to be able to throw the football, because teams going to have to respect that run, and the play action works even better. We know how good the Lions are with play action.
Kang, what did you take away from the Jared Goff interview?
You know, they always keep a level head. They always try to stay calculated, and I appreciate that from them. Obviously, from the media and fans standpoint, we're a little bit more emotional. My thing is, they do have everything in front of them. They know allegedly what to correct. It's allegedly correctable. But when it comes playoff time, or by the way, they're not even in the playoffs right now if the season ended. But when it comes playoff time and we assume they're going to be in the playoffs, they don't have that, we can just bounce back game. It's one and done. You know what I mean? So when Campbell talks about we got to peak at the right time, they got to get this together and get it consistently going. You know, it seems like it's kind of been up and down a lot this year. That's why the record is 6-4. And last year, no matter what was thrown at them, they were able to win these games. Yeah. The injuries, whatever it was, the game plan, the poor play, and they would still find a way to win at 15-2. This year, they haven't been able to do that. And they end up, now they're 6-4 out of a playoff spot. My only issue is, they know what's ahead of them. They know what's correctable. But consistently, they got to put it together for, you know, 3-4 weeks here.
Yeah, you're right. And they're, look, this home stretch is the get right stretch. It's not easy. The Giants have lost a bunch of games in a row. They've lost weapons. Their down players are hurt. Did Thibodeau even play last week? Did we determine he did not play? So, you know, we're talking about a team that they should beat at home.
Yes.
Then that Packer game and that Dallas game on back-to-back Thursday nights. You know, right now, Dallas is probably feeling a little bit chesty. They've gone out and they've improved their roster. They've turned it around and are probably thinking, hey, this is our chance to make a run. So we'll see how it plays itself out. But, you know, you look at the Lions, I kind of feel like they have to go 3-0 in this stretch.
Well, they're definitely going to be tested, and they can't look past the Giants. They got to take care of that. It doesn't sound like they will. You know, one of the questions asked Jared about, you know, having that short week, is any time at all dedicated to the Packers? He's like, nope. 100% focused on the Giants, and that's what they're planning for, which was, I don't know if it's good to hear or not. I actually thought maybe it doesn't make any sense to throw in, you know, a few of the things to look at when you're going to face the Packers this week. But whatever, it is what it is, and I think that they are solely focused on this game on Sunday. It starts with that, and then the short week is going to be tough. But like you said, it's tough on the Packers too, and it's not like the Packers have played – great football, right? I think there are a lot of teams in this league that are good teams that are all kind of playing at the same level, that have the ability to play better than what they have, and the Lions are one of them. I think the Packers are one of them too. There might be some teams that are playing ahead of themselves, or maybe the record just shows it, whether that's the Bears or Indianapolis, New England, I'm not real sure. But I don't think a team has really separated itself just yet of being that, oh God, they're a great team. Maybe Philadelphia is that team. I think Philadelphia is the class of the NFC. The Rams have done a nice job this year as well.
Seattle.
I don't trust Seattle.
Don't
but
you? No. It's like Chicago and Seattle are maybe two teams. I'm like, I'm still looking a little sideways at you.
Even the Lions got nothing done against the Packers in the first week of the season. They corrected things the following week against the Bears. And then it's been, you know, certainly better effort offensively against every team other than say Philadelphia outside that Packers game. And I think the problems with the Philadelphia game, well, that's a great team you're playing against. And then I also do think that I think the coach hindered you by going for it on fourth down all the time and not playing the field position game.
The Packers have won one game by double digits. It was the first one. They beat Detroit. It's a I mean, I haven't watched every second of every game, but I think you could probably make a case that it's their most complete game of the year, and that was 2 months ago. And by the time the Lions play him, it'll almost be 3 months ago.
Well, and is Jacobs hurt right now too?
Yeah.
So that bangs up their what they like to do with running the football. They've got some really good receivers.
What we're doing here is what I mean. Jared's answer was kind of funny when you say, "Do you even look and peek a little bit ahead to the Packers?" All Giants. And as
what was
it should
peeking at was just preparation.
Preparation. Yeah. Whatever it is, are you doing any prep work for Green Bay? And his response was all Giants.
Yeah.
As it should be. We're looking ahead. They do have to take care of business Sunday. You lose to if they lose to the Giants, and God help Please us don't. If they do. If Please they lose do. To the Giants, then I think we are in what I would call a bit of a crisis mode. To be fair, some of you made it clear yesterday, you're already there. You're already there. And I don't, as I like to say, our feelings are no more valid or important than yours. I don't think we're in a crisis mode yet. I think if they lose to the Giants on Sunday, we're in a crisis mode. Now, that doesn't mean we don't have concerns. Crisis mode means, oh God, this thing's in real trouble. I don't think it's in real trouble. I think it's... They got to play better, and they can play better, but they got work to do.
I didn't interpret yesterday as some people being in crisis mode. What I saw yesterday was some people that flat out gave up on Dan Campbell being the guy that could lead in the promised land, which is different.
You know what I wish I'd asked those people? I wish I'd asked them, would you fire him now? Honestly. Because we had multiple calls saying they're not going to win a Super Bowl with Dan Campbell, in which case, okay, would you move on right now? What would be the argument if you have come to the conclusion and locked it up right now that you don't believe in Dan Campbell? Then the only move would be to fire him now, right?
And to be clear, you and I are not of that.
Of mind. Course not. No. But that's why I'm not even sure those people would say they would fire him now, in which case I'm not even sure they believe it. Because if you do they still have the material? Do they still have the roster? I think some people would fire Brad Holmes too, though. So 248-539-9797. Anyway, Jared Goff, your thoughts on what the quarterback told us. Look, it is a it's kind of a crossroads, maybe, and quite frankly, a borderline must win. I think if they they gotta come out and step up and play well against the Giants and get it going before Green Bay comes to town a week from Thursday. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.